Hello, and welcome to No Nonsense Wisdom Wednesday with Coach Lisa, where with every episode, I will give you strategies and insight that will make you uncommon on purpose. In this week's episode, I want to talk about some warning signs of becoming an emotional caretaker. All right, you ready? Let's go. You know, caring for others is a gift that some people have naturally. You know, they instinctively have this need to help those around them. And, you know, they do it with no consideration for themselves. They are nurturers by nature and can sometimes even overstep and feel the need to make everyone around them feel good, feel comfortable, even at their own expense. You know, so, you know, there's one thing to help others. There's one thing to do that. But then there's another thing when you step in so far to take care of another when they can actually take care of their own needs. So sometimes we got to learn where we have to step back and not cross that line. Because see, the detriment again is that the caretaker can cause the one receiving this care to be codependent on the caretaker. So now what's happened? The caretaker has totally enabled this person to totally and solely depend on them. So I want to talk about a few of these warning signs when one has gone too far in the realm of emotional caretaking. All right. So here are some behaviors that I want you to be aware of, or people that you've might seen around you. Be aware of these and bring it to their attention, because this can take them into a place where they really get lost. And I'm going to talk about it. All right. So you might be unconsciously operating as an emotional caretaker if, number one, you are constantly trying to do more and more to please the other person, and yet they are unthankful, unappreciative, and disrespectful because they keep demanding more and more, and you keep providing it. You are on the path to becoming an emotional caretaker, especially when they didn't ask you for the help. You just stepped in. Uh-huh. Yes, you did. Here's number two. You're on this. It's a danger when you're giving up activities and people and your goals and your dreams, things that are important to you to be in this relationship. And now this is not just a romantic, you know, relationship type thing I'm talking about. I'm talking about even friendships. If you're giving up what is really important to you for another one, then you might be on this path to becoming an emotional caretaker. All right. I need you to listen to me. This is important for you. Okay. Listen. You might be on this path if you don't remember what's important to you. Mm-hmm. Because see, you're so engrossed with making this person happy that you don't even see where you've given up important things. You don't spend time with your family. You stop your hobbies. You don't go out with friends. Everything is just totally around this person. You might be on the path to become an emotional caretaker. Can you see it? And if it's not you, it's somebody. And I want you to share this with them if it's somebody you know. See, they might not listen to you, but maybe they'll listen to this. All right. Number four, you might be on this path, this emotional caretaking path, the danger of it, when you are agreeing, forgiving, and ignoring or disregarding behaviors that are totally against your values. I mean, totally. You know, you cover up or you make excuses for the person's behavior. You know, when they do those things, when they're lying and you'll cover it up. When they're doing things that you know you would never, ever endorse. Yeah, that's a problem. The rude behavior. And even though those behaviors are totally against your value system, you know, you don't say anything. If you're with a controlling, manipulative, disrespectful person, and that is not what you normally condone, if anything, you speak out against it, but you're making excuses for them, that you might be stepping into the realm of being an emotional caretaker. Listen, I don't want you to get mad because I said it. I'm telling you the truth. And I'm going to say this. And if you do get mad, then maybe that's the trigger that you need to get out of it. Share this. If it's not you, share this with somebody, please. All right. Number five, listen, emotional caretaker. More and more, you keep telling yourself that, you know what? You don't have any likes and you don't have any goals. You don't even have any dreams that are worth fighting for. See, you've given them up. So again, you diminish your values for this person. See, listen, when you're in the right relationship with someone, your spouse or the friends, they will consider your feelings and they'll consider your preferences. They'll consider what you like and what you don't like. It will not only be about what they want all the time. And if this is happening and you're always taking the low road and you're feeling devalued, unloved, unappreciated, then you've become an emotional caretaker. Mm-hmm. Yes, you have. Number six, this is important. Listen, emotional caretaker. You know why? Because you have lost you. I'm going to say it again. You know what? You might be an emotional caretaker if you have lost you. Listen, you see, your friends and families, they tell you, you know, you've changed. Since this person showed up, you've changed. You don't know who you are. You aren't the you they remember and know and love. They don't know who you are. And you know what? Deep down, you're ashamed of being in this state because you know that you've lost yourself. You don't know what to do about it. You just know, you know what? You just know you want to make the other person happy. You don't know what you like or don't like, even down to your style of clothing. Everything about you is for the other person's happiness. You know, we're used to engage and be creative. You are just a robot. You are just a shell of yourself, and nothing out of you is you. When there are secrets that you have to keep and things happening with this person that you feel you can't share with the very people that know and love you, then you have become an emotional caretaker and you're covering emotional abuse. Oh, yeah. This is a tough one, I know, but it has to be said, right? Number seven, emotional caretaking. When you are starting to feel hopeless and helpless and not good enough. See, this is when it gets heavy because this is where depression and negative thoughts start to try to control you. You become withdrawn except for still trying to make that person happy, and they're still not. You're an emotional caretaker. Number eight, when you're an emotional caretaker, when you no longer share your thoughts, ideas, plans, goals, dreams, or anything with this person. Why? Because the person does not listen to you. Or what they do is they make you feel stupid and they make you think that your ideas are stupid. So in order to avoid being ridiculed and put down and demeaned, you just stop talking about anything that's important to you. You just stop and you withdraw even more. And you know what? And they'll make you feel that you shouldn't have a thought outside of them. Did you hear what I just said to you? They will make you feel bad about having a thought or an idea that is outside of them and doesn't include them. Yeah. And you know what? And you start to agree with that craziness. You start to feel guilty and ashamed. And you feel that you're being so inconsiderate to think of yourself and not consider them and their feelings. Do you see it? Do you see it? You are an emotional caretaker. Uh-huh. Number nine, you keep trying more and more and more to please this person and make them content, and it doesn't work. Yet you're so caught up with the roller coaster ride, you don't even know how to get off. It's an emotional roller coaster ride that you don't know how to get off, nor do you see the need to get off. It becomes your norm, and you just chalk it up to this is what it's supposed to be like, and this is what you're supposed to do, and all this self-sacrifice, this martyr mentality. Yeah, you become an emotional caretaker. And number 10, listen, you're ignoring your own emotional, physical, spiritual, and mental health because of this person. And you don't even realize that you're in need of help or that you're in need of care. You don't see that you're on the verge of breaking down on the emotional side of it. You don't see the abusive weight of this situation. You know, and people keep asking you, are you okay? Hey, you know, are you okay? And you say, yeah, why? And they say, because you don't look right and you don't look okay. And you just push them off and you just push them away and tell them, you know, no, I'm good. I'm good. Well, you know, you're not. You know, you're not. Because why? You're too afraid or ashamed to admit anything to anyone. Mm-hmm. And above all, you don't want to let the person that is emotionally draining you, you don't want to let them down. And here's the rest. And you don't want to feel the wrath of their anger or their sadness and all this stuff. See, they'll guilt you really bad. Yeah. So listen, I just gave those points right there. So I'm going to wrap it up in a nutshell. Here's what I just said to you. You know, you might be an emotional caretaker when number one, people pleasing is important to you. You just go out of your way to make everybody feel good. All right. Uh-huh. Number two, conforming completely with others' demands and your needs are not met. They're never met. Uh-huh. Emotional caretaking. You've stepped into this realm with number three, that you have this need to feel needed and wanted at any cost. Did you hear me? At any cost. Number four, emotional caretaking. When you're instinctively drawn to just help people in need, you just can't even help yourself. The neediest people out there, you show up and here you are to help. And you get taken advantage of again and again and again. And you know it. You know it. Number five, emotional caretaking, this tendency to sympathize instead of empathizing. Let me tell you something. When you sympathize or have sympathy for something, you feel sorry for them. I say, when you feel sorry for someone, that can really suck you in emotionally. But when you can have empathy, you can really understand what they might be going through. But there's a place there's a place where you can step back. Yeah. It's called boundaries. Yeah. But sympathy allows you to have no boundaries. Yeah. Emotional caretaking. Look at this. Number seven, emotional caretaking. When you're highly dependable. See, when you're highly dependable, they depend on you for every single thing. And this leads to that codependency. Yeah. So instead of helping them, you now made them codependent on you. And maybe that's just something in you that needs to be checked. Number seven, this feeling an overwhelming responsibility for others' emotional well-being. Did you hear what I said? Their emotion, when you feel responsible for their emotional well-being, for their happiness. Uh-huh. Number eight, when you're willing to sacrifice your own emotional well-being for others. And what does that do to you? It leads to internal frustration. It's going to show itself sooner or later. Yeah. Number nine, when you keep going out of your way to make sure the other's okay. I've said it over and over and over because that's it. You will go out of your way to make them feel okay to your own detriment. Uh-huh. And what? Number 10. And the thing, you do this wanting to avoid conflict. See, emotional caretakers don't want conflict. They don't want conflict. They just want to keep the peace. Yeah. So they'll do anything to keep the peace. Yeah. Number 11. Why? Because they fear the strong emotions of anger and sadness and depression and all that stuff. And see, those things are used to manipulate and keep the caretaker compliant. It's being used to keep you compliant. Pay attention to what I'm saying to you. Pay attention. Pay attention. I know what I'm talking about here. Mm-hmm. Because see, I was in this place for a minute. That's why I know what I'm talking about. Uh-huh. Number 12, the tendency to be passive and be compliant in the relationships, you know, so letting the other person make all the decisions and you're okay with those decisions, whether they benefit you or not. And more often they don't benefit you at all, but you just go along to do what? To keep the peace. Yeah. Yeah. Number 13, when you feel highly obligated to help another. And there's this major sense of guilt when you can't meet the obligation. Did you hear me? When you can't fulfill the need, there's this guilt that comes on you. Uh-huh. They don't feel guilty, but you do. Yeah. Number 14, the loss of identity. The loss of identity. And you can't even assert your own needs. You're not assertive about yourself, anything anymore. You can't say what you need and what you want. Yeah. And all of that is coming out of low self-esteem and a low self-worth. You don't see the value of what you have. You don't see the value that you bring to the relationship or the friendship. Do you hear me? But I want you to know something. You are significant and you're worthy and you deserve to have the right people around you and in your life. So you need to stop. You need to stop. If any of those characteristics resonate with you and it's getting worse, you need a way of escape. You need a way out. I'm going to tell you, reach out and get some help. And if all of them pulled on you, then you really need to reach out and get some help. Yeah, you need to distance yourself from this person as soon as you can. And it's going to take a counselor or a coach to walk you through this because you can get away and you can make the changes. But you're going to have to make the internal change to understand how valuable you are, to understand that you are a gift to someone, to understand that God made you special. You're going to have to understand that because if not, people will continue to drain you. These emotional vampires will come and suck the very life out of you if you let them. Did you hear me? They know you won't leave them. They know you won't, but you're going to have to show them something different this time. This time you need to make a step because you need to get yourself together. You need your life back. You need the dreams back. You need your hopes back. You are important. And don't forget that. But you have to cut the cord. Get help and do it today. All right. So what do you need to do? Find a trusted counselor, a friend, a coach that can walk you through it. And you know what? My name is Coach Lisa, and I can help you through that place. You can email me or call me. I answer my own emails or I respond to my own emails and I answer all my calls. So listen, my email is coachlisa@nonontraining.com. All right. And the phone number 954-470-9779. Reach out to me today. All right. Okay. That's all for today. That's it. I've probably made many people uncomfortable. I'm good with that. But sometimes you got to hear it. It's called No Nonsense Wisdom Truth. All right. So listen, you go and you have an amazing No Nonsense day and check yourself. Are you being an emotional caretaker? You need to back away and stop it right now. Okay. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.